And to give us the word, our morning munch, once again, it is Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Good morning, Pastor.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad to be with you today. This is an exciting week. You get to hear about something that we very seldom hear about anymore. And we're going to be talking about the fear of the Lord. So today we're going to start out in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Remember what the fear of the Lord is. The fear of the Lord is really a consequence of discovering the love of God. If you love God, then you begin to discover and to see what His love has done for you. And out of that reverence, that awe for such a depth of love for someone that did not deserve it, someone that was lost, someone that was rebellious, someone that was separated from Him, then it causes us to give Him a willing, honorary place of rule and authority. So it doesn't mean that we always just tremble with fear when we think of fear, but it is a trembling or an acknowledgement of the great depth of God's love for us. So why would a man not give God his rightful due or his honorary place? So the fear of the Lord is born out of the discovery of the depths of love of God. And so when we discover how God loves us, we automatically love Him. We give Him reverence. We give Him honor. We stand in awe of the depth of what God has done for us. Now, the fear of the Lord is a moral compass. When we think of a moral compass, it is that which directs our moral standards of our life. And when we talk about moral standards, we simply talk about standards that are right, standards that do not harm, affect, or do ill to anyone else. It causes us always to do righteous deeds. Now, in Deuteronomy 8:6, it says, "Therefore, thou shalt love or thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in His ways and to fear Him." This is really reflective of the statement that Jesus made in Luke 6:46 on down, where it says that if you are my disciples, then you shall keep the words that I speak unto you. The only way to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ is to give Him the honorary, willful, submissive place of rule in your life. Therefore, we fear Jesus. We give Him reverence because of the price that He has paid for us. Whenever there is not the fear of the Lord, all you have to do is look out your car window, look around your workplace, look on the news, read the newspaper, listen to the radio, and you will see what a lack of the fear of the Lord does to mankind. It allows him to establish his own rights and wrongs. But the fear of the Lord demands, requires, is defined in not just a saying that we love God, but in actuality, in demonstrating that we are doers of the word. Therefore, God has his rightful due in our place. And the Bible says if you will not observe to do all the words or do the law that are written in the book, that thou mayest fear his glorious and fearful name of the Lord thy God, then the Lord will do just what he said he would do to those that do not fear him. Now remember that wherever there is the absence of the fear, there is the foolishness of man. The foolishness of man always defines itself in thinking that he is higher, smarter, wiser than God. So he rejects God's counsel, rejects God's way, and establishes his own. In other words, we may have the right ways of God in our life or at available to our life through scripture, through memorization, through knowing the word, hearing a message. But if we reject it, then we simply honor ourselves above God. Now, I know that some of this may seem like, oh man, this is a lot. No, it's not a lot. See, Christianity is not a half-hearted decision. It is a wholehearted decision to place Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. That means that you relinquish control of your ways and allow His ways to govern you. This is one of the reasons that we have children today, school systems, and so forth, that really have no government. We see children going awry. We see children in school systems. We see children out of control, no responsibility, rebellious against government, against families. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:3 that you shall fear, every child shall fear his mother and his father. Now, when a mother and a father are honored, then they are obeyed. The boundaries that are set up are obeyed because of the love that a mother and father shows forth in a child's life by sacrifice, by deeds, by feeding, by clothing, by caring for. So when we talk about the fear of the Lord, we really talk about it being the moral compass of our life. If you really want to live the Christian life, Jesus said this: if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, we can live a foolish life in a foolish world, or we can be people of wisdom. So today, let's just choose to, as it were, go way out where very few men have ever gone before. And let's believe God, require ourselves to be obedient to God, and always do things God's way. Remember, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His ways of doing things, and all these things will come upon you. Live the blessed life when you fear the Lord. Okay, guys, that's it.
All right, Pastor, thanks for that challenge. We'll take it. All right. Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Pastor Dosick, would you pray for all of us, please?
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are men that are lost, without a rudder, without a compass, without your direction of your word, your counsel, your wisdom, your judgment, your statutes, and the leading of the Holy Ghost. God, let us today rise up, be men of courage, be champions in this world. And God, let us experience you in a way that no other generation has before. Let us establish Jesus's government over our life by being doers of the word and not simply hearers of it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Pastor, tell us about the church and anything special you got going on.
Well, Only Believe Ministries Christian Center just made up of great, ordinary people. People with a passion to live for God. People with a passion to be transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. People that come together and love one another and establish a safe zone of a family of faith. And where people come, they may be strangers the first time, but they never stay strangers. They become a part of our family. So it's just a place where people are passionate about living for God, passionate about doing for God, and passionate about worshiping God. So we just encourage you to join us Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. And the drive is worth the experience. If they want to know any more about that, and the things that are going on at Only Believe Ministries Christian Center, and they can see crusades from around the world, miracle services in the church and in other churches, they can see the things that are going on.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks for the word, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.
All right. God bless, guys.